CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment rate increased slightly to 10.5% in June, despite an increase in jobs added. Labor officials say that's because the state's workforce grew by more than 100,000 people. Gilpin County, a center of Colorado's casino industry, had the state's highest unemployment rate last month at nearly 20%. Parents and teachers expressed worry, even terror, about the prospect of schools reopening during a virtual Q&A with the Jefferson County School District Thursday. 4,000 people tuned into the Facebook live stream. Superintendent Jason Glass.
I wish that Jeffco Public Schools or that I could predict exactly how this fall is going to go. But the reality is that no one can. So we're compelled to prepare, to create options, and to be flexible.
School officials promise upgrades to ventilation systems, cooler classrooms to accommodate mask wearing, and more training for mental health providers. Families are currently choosing whether they want a remote or in-person option. The governor's office says graffiti at the state capitol left after protests weeks ago will be cleaned up as quickly as possible. That's after a Republican lawmaker and others complained that broken windows and lights and other damage still hasn't been cleaned up. The Colorado Symphony will host an outdoor concert series at Red Rocks over 5 nights in late July and early August. The Acoustic on the Rocks series will be the first performances at Red Rocks since the pandemic began. Ticket sales will be limited to allow for proper social distancing, and attendees must wear masks. Colorado weather's heating up for the weekend today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.